there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Welcome to another fun episode of He Said, Ella Dijo.
Hi, ¿cómo estás? Hola, ¿qué tal?
We have another great guest. We are excited to have her on the show today. She has been on our television screens for the last few years, starring as a bachelorette looking for love, to keeping it tough and graduating the course as a recruit on Special Forces.
She has fought through being criticized for her words, has shown tremendous adversity, and has always challenged who people thought she was by showing how much of a strong woman she really is.
She is now taking pen to paper and using her experience in romance to write. Mm-hmm. Let's welcome Hannah Brown.
Hi.
How are you?
Y'all, I'm great. I just got done with the pottery class, so I'm just kind of like coming in hot.
It's okay.
Nice.
Pottery. That's beautiful.
Did a little pottery back in the day.
It was my first class.
Your first class?
Oh, it was your first one. Was it good, relaxing, or like stressful?
I would say more stressful.
Really?
My therapist actually encouraged me to do this because I don't do anything creative when it comes to like art, as far as like drawing or painting or anything, because I have like this creative wound that happened in first grade when I made a watercolor Easter egg and it turned brown. And anyway, I literally have always just been like, oh, I can't, I'm not artistic in that
way.
That's
interesting.
And so she was like, we're all creative. Like that's part of like what makes it, like that's a big part of our humanity. And I really think you should push yourself and do some type of art. Pick something, but you need to like commit to doing something and push yourself. So I picked pottery.
Because you love the movie Ghost? Is that what made you think about it?
No.
I mean, every time I think of pottery, I think about
silly.
The movie Ghost.
Oh my God.
I feel such a romantic hobby.
Oh my God.
Totally. It's it definitely soothing. Does like black. Iconic scene, and it looks fun, like doing the wheel. I'm like, this is gonna be great. No, I was just like staring at it, and I was like, I don't know what to do.
Are you gonna do it again, though? Are you gonna continue?
I'm going to keep going, okay. But I was like, I'm going to pay. I need to pay somebody to sit right beside me the whole time.
Oh my God.
It was a bigger class and you can just, it was definitely hard for me to tap into that.
Okay.
Part of myself, but I'm going to keep going and I'm going to keep trying.
You need to listen. I'll tell you, it's very funny. I did a little pottery back in junior high. I'm not kidding. And I always, to this day, I still remember pottery class because it's so damn hard to get that. You put the freaking clay on there and the thing's spinning and you got to hold it really tight to make it center.
And
if
you're center.
Yeah, if you're okay. Not centered, as soon as you start to put the finger in, like they're like, and it starts to open up, right? And make like a bowl or whatever you're doing. If you're just slightly off, the thing starts going like this and starts whipping stuff everywhere.
Oh, yeah. So we were just trying to, I made a bowl today. Go. It's not good.
Don't say that because you're gonna go back to kindergarten when you do the egg. Don't say that. Say, you know what? It's pretty, but it could be better.
Yes. You know, it's my starting place.
Exactly.
It's my starting place.
So you got, can I ask you something like a little bit more intimate? Because it's interesting that we opened the conversation about my therapist recommended for me to do this. So I'm assuming you are a believer that therapy is actually effective and is something that you like doing.
Oh my gosh, yes. I am a big believer in therapy. I didn't grow up that way. Okay. I didn't know anyone who went to therapy. And it wasn't until 2020 that I even started going to therapy myself, but it has been so helpful for me. Okay. It's been hard. I mean, there's a reason why we like push things down to protect us, you know, and to bring those things back up is not always fun, but I do think that it has helped me in a lot of ways, like grow as a person, push myself, be able to have more authentic conversations with people, show up more vulnerably and create better connections. So yeah, I'm a big believer in it.
I'm with you. I'm a big believer in therapy. We both do therapy as well.
You were more open to it because you have you study psychology.
I have a degree in psychology, yeah.
When I met him, it was more of like, really? Okay. But he's a big communicator, so he really wanted to explore therapy. And then I went along and I have to say that it's been really wonderful.
But it's about finding the right therapist too, because that is so hard and so important.
1,000%. So I feel like sometimes it can hurt you. I think if you don't have the right therapist that can really guide you and like help you be in a growth mindset about it. And actually my fiance and I started doing couples therapy and in our couples therapy, she also does individual therapy with us. Mm-hmm. And it has been, I had a therapist before and I had okay, experiences, but I kind of found myself in loops sometimes of not really like seeing progress. And this therapist has been like incredible. It's been really immersive and she's been like very in it with us. But it's been so great for us individually. And then as a couple, like I wish everyone could have our therapist for how much she's helped us be able to like really effectively communicate and like show up more vulnerably because we're engaged. And so some people are like, oh, why are you in therapy? I feel like for us, we're preparing for a marriage. So we want to have a successful lasting marriage. So how can we like, you know, instead of that first year of marriage, everybody says it's like the worst, like how can we really be ready for that and to be able to learn now how to effectively communicate, be there for each other. And it's been awesome.
That's very smart. And once you find a good therapist, which sounds like you found one, you stick to them because starting over is a pain in the butt. Trying to explain everything to somebody all over again and be like, oh, if you could just get the cliff notes from the last therapist, because this is a lot of work. So back when I was not, like, you're just doing it all over again.
You're terrible.
Oh my gosh.
I'm glad you found a good one. And it's great. Yeah. It's great for you guys. And I think it's incredibly smart. We both have been married. This is our second marriage for us in general. She was married once before. I was married once before. And I think going in with that sort of foundation of understanding, like you said, the first year can be tough, but if you work through a lot of those kinks early, then the first year could be the true honeymoon period. You know, you could just enjoy it because you've done all that work leading in.
Can I tell you a funny story? I don't know if I ever told you this. So yes, I was married before and just for 3 years, actually a year and a half, because the other year and a half, it was, we were separated, but it was 3 years total. So pretty early on, I realized this is just not good. I was young. I didn't have the tools or the resources to be able to understand what was happening. So I went to my manager at the time and said, you need to go to a therapist. So I found, she found me this man, this guy that is a therapist in Brentwood, on the African. So I go and I start talking the truth about, listen, he is verbally abusive. He's like, you know what? He's very, very jealous. So when we go out, if anybody looks at me, I was just talking about the dynamics of how can I navigate this whole thing, because I don't even know what to do with somebody that is like that out of control. So he dropped me, the therapist.
Why?
Yeah, after like three sessions, he said, I think I told him the story. We went to a restaurant and somebody was looking at me and he got up and he wanted to start a fight. And he's like, you know, I can't see you anymore because I fear for my life. I'm not joking.
No.
I'm not joking. And I'm like, he's not going to do anything to you, sir. He's never done anything to me. You know, I'm just saying that, how do I navigate somebody that is, has a bit of a temper, or somebody that, you know, is so wounded, because that's the reality. He was a very wounded human being. How can I help? And he said, I can't see you anymore.
You're the first person I know that's been dropped from a therapist.
Dropped me. He said, I don't want to see you anymore.
I can't fix you.
I was shocked. So I think after that, I never went back to it, because I was like, this is like a joke. Like, I'm here for support. And you're telling me you cannot help me? Like, I'm not saying that this guy is a freaking lunatic that is going to come here and is outside waiting. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just talking about, he got scared. And I think that's the first time you brought me therapy. I just kept going back to, for why? Why? I don't trust them. You know, sad.
I love that we're talking so much about relationships and romance right now, because it actually ties in great with your book. But I also want to talk about, obviously, you did The Bachelorette, did a lot of that stuff. I don't know if people understand what that experience might be like for somebody going through dating, relationships. It's totally unnatural in the scope of anybody else thinking about dating. So has that been beneficial, I think, in the long run, finding now your fiance and being in a relationship and being happy and ready to go? And obviously it's contributed to the book we're about to talk about too, I'm sure. Just tell me a little bit about that whole journey, because I've always wondered what it would be like to be on a show like that.
I feel like it's beneficial because you have like a lot of life in like a short amount of time, and you get to meet a lot of different people, figure out some of your dating dynamics. However, I definitely think there can be a lot of wounds created in that type of space of dating, you know, like trust issues for sure. Like, really, does somebody want to be with me? Why do they want to be with me? What are their intentions? I think I was really jaded from that situation, honestly, when I got back into dating kind of after the show, and I really had to like work through that. Even when I met my fiance, like, I did not take it seriously at all, even though he was like such a great guy. I just couldn't understand like that this person would really like love me for all parts of me. And I think a lot of that started probably before the show, but I feel like got like exacerbated being on a show like that. And so it helped me learn a lot about myself. And I have a lot of great stories and inspiration to draw off of when it comes to creating, you know, a book or different things, you know, storytelling for sure. But as far as like when people ask, like, oh, should I do a show like that? I'm like, I think there's a lot of different ways that we can learn about ourselves and grow in relationship that maybe doesn't have to do with, you know, dating 30 men at one time for a few months on TV. In the same breath, I'm really grateful for it. Like, I know that was my path, but there's definitely been a lot that I've had to like unlearn, relearn, and grow. And thank goodness I found like the best partner to do that with. And I think it matured me a lot in a lot of ways to be able to like genuinely be ready to like do the work that I think it takes to like really have a successful relationship. So
makes sense.
The, you know, the Bachelor and Bachelorette universe is massive. You know, it's almost like this incredible community, you know. Did you find any lifelong friendships, you know, with girls or guys that they're solid people that you're like, you know what, this is my girl for forever, you know?
Yeah, one of my best girlfriends now, she lives in San Diego, but we met on the show when I was a contestant, and she's like one of the best human beings I know. And it's just fun because we have like such this like odd experience that we went on together. And have seen how both of our lives have changed and how we've grown. And I'm super thankful for that. I'm thankful for the show because like I'd never been out of the country before. You know, you get to travel everywhere, and it really like expanded my view of the world, of being able to date all different types of people. I'm from a small town in Alabama where like everybody knows everybody. And I went to college like 15 minutes away from where I grew up. So like I lived in such a bubble. And so being able to go on the show and be able to like see so many different ways of life and meet people from different places and see how you're like, you can find connections and find attraction for people that you've never, like, you have such different backgrounds was really cool. And that's also in like friendship as well.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Did you always want to be in the spotlight? Because obviously you get picked to a reality show, right? People don't fully understand if you go as far as you went in that process, you become famous, right? And with that, and there's pluses, you can get out there. And if you had passions of writing, there's things that helps open doors, right? But there's also minuses that now your life is exposed to a lot of people. You're being judged. You got this, you got that. Obviously, you probably don't regret any of it. It's been a great journey for you. But is that something you were prepared for and always wanted to do? Or it was like, hey, I'm going to sign up for The Bachelor and let's see what happens.
Y'all, I was so naive to the whole thing. I didn't even sign myself up. I got like a random call one day and thought it was a joke. And I did pageants when I was younger. And that's how I kind of started. I was competing in Miss USA and it was like a videographer that I was talking with, like we were talking about my relationship. She randomly decided to sign me up for The Bachelor. Like, oh, wow. I don't know why. Didn't tell me, and I get this random call and I start calling all my friends being like, what is going on? Like, we don't know what you're talking about, but we think you should do it. And I kind of went back and forth. And my mom, I was living at home at the time. It's like right after college. And she was just like, just do it. Like, there's so many girls go to that one, like audition, like who knows? So it's crazy that I ended up where I was because I remember they made me do like a video, like where they gave like a question and want us to answer it. Like, they still make fun of my video because I like set my phone up and there's like this big streak of like light on my face that did in front of a window. And I just took the questions and just read off the sheet. Like, most people like make these really cool videos. Like, I just didn't know what I was doing. And yeah. And then obviously to see myself like become the Bachelorette and just see like the fandom, like you said, it's like such a big, like community of people and there's Bachelor Nation is so big. I was not prepared for it all. I had done like pageants and was fine performing, but this was different. Like, this is like people in your like intimate moments kind of with you.
Yeah.
And I was not prepared for that. Just like a blanket statement, like was not prepared. I think people really liked me and, you know, followed my story and, you know, I became the Bachelorette because I don't know how to pretend to like be okay with it or pretend that I'm not affected by a camera up my nostril. Like, I didn't realize that going in that there's going to be like, you know, probably five different people. And like, there's actually a camera right here while you're talking to a person right here. And you have to pretend like they're not there. Like, that was really hard for me. So I feel like people loved that because I wasn't pretending and I hadn't like came up with this like calculated plan of realizing that, oh, if I do this, then all these other dreams that I have could happen. Like, I wasn't thinking that way. I was thinking I was going to meet my husband.
And you think a lot of girls enter the space that way, like already with everything calculated, then I'm going to portray myself this way so I can get this out of this.
I think if you grew up, yeah, I mean, I don't know how calculated, but I think people, I wish I would have kind of watched the show before to like, no, like, oh, certain things can come off certain ways. There's ways that you can be edited and portrayed.
Yeah.
There's different tropes that are on the show. So like making sure you don't find yourself kind of in that. So I do think there are, the show's been on for so long. And I do think people probably are aware.
You were not. But that was the beauty of it because you were honest and transparent and it was organic. And I think that's why people related. It was relatable to them, you know, and that's why people wanted to hug you and to be around your energy because it was this, I'm just here and I'm here for the ride, but I'm me, you know, and that was the beauty of it all. Your first book, Hannah, God Bless This Mess, it was a New York Times bestseller. It did so well and it was a vehicle for you to just open up and navigate everything you were going through, you know, and amazing journey and learning experiences and people liked it a lot. And now you have a new book and you're transitioning to fiction, romance novel. Why are you a fan of romance novels?
So I could have never imagined people would want to hear about my own personal story and that I'd be able to like have the opportunity to, you know, write a memoir. I call it my quarter life memoir because, you know, there's still a lot of life to live, but what I learned up to that point. But something that I always wanted to do, I remember being at the kitchen table with my mom, probably like high school, maybe the first year of college, like back home, being like, you know, on like one of the things I just want to be able to do one day is I want to be able to like write a book. But at that point, I wanted to write a book kind of based on my grandmother's life, and have like some roughly based on her, but then some like romance kind of thrown into there, you know, kind of had like a rough idea. That hasn't happened, but it's so crazy that initial, like, this is something I want to do. I'm kind of scared to do. I don't know if I can fully do this, has now happened. I've been able to like go into the space of writing a fiction novel because I'm a big fan of just fiction, romance in general. Like that's always been my escape in some way. I love stories. And so to be able to have this opportunity to write this book was an actual dream come true. All the other things that have happened in my life, I couldn't have ever dreamt up. So this is really, really special to me.
I love the premise of this book and the title, Mistakes We Never Made. And I love this idea that you came up with of two people who almost always got in the mix in some way, right? Going through different stages of their life. It's very relatable, very smart. Because I know a lot of people that just almost it was the right fit, almost the right timing. Things just never quite worked. And you always wonder, what if, right?
Yeah.
And then they get this chance to meet again at a wedding. And then I love the twist and all that of where that goes. What was the process to come up with something like this? Obviously different than the story you were just saying. So what led you to this?
Well, I kind of drew off different feelings and places I've been in my own life. The premise at first, well, it had originally started to be a young adult series. And then that kind of got like that idea got kind of pushed to the side and then was like, well, that's not really where I'm at in my life. So maybe I just want to like really draw off inspiration and experiences I've been through, people around me have been through. And so with this book in particular, I wanted the main character, and actually there's a group of friends in the book, and each one of them, I would say, is a part of me, if that makes sense. Like Emma is a part of me that like wants to have everything like under control, wants to be able to kind of more like, this part's me kind of lost, but like type A, just that's kind of how I navigated life. Like when I was younger, I just wanted to excel and be good and have more control over things. And I start off with her book, but all the other girls kind of have a part of me. So that's how I like draw inspiration from, like, how would I be in these certain situations? So kind of that's where I go with that. Then this relationship between Emma and Finn, I feel like there's been a lot of times where in my life I've been in a relationship or been dating someone that like they're great, but there's just something that's off with him or me and it just like doesn't work out. And I thought it'd be really cool to, like you said, like kind of dive into like what would that be like if these two people could come together and see what happens when they're put in this like very interesting situation.
Yeah, like high-stakes situation.
Yeah, like an extreme.
Yeah, high situation. Stakes. They have to find their mutual best friend who is the runaway bride. And they are kind of not on the best speaking terms at the point from all the different times in their past that just things haven't worked out. And now they have to go on a wild goose chase to try to help their friend not make a horrible decision. And it's fun to be able to see, like, how are they going to navigate that uncomfortable conversation of, like, where they're at now? Will they be able to actually have the courage, I feel like, to take the risk of actually saying how you feel, whether that's you feel hurt and this person has, you know, made you feel betrayed or has made you start questioning things about yourself, like having that conversation and confronting somebody about that, that you actually care about, can be really tough. So, you know, we get to see if Emma and Finn, the main characters, will take the risk to kind of confront each other and actually say how they feel and actually take the chance if given the right opportunity to, like, make this thing work.
Do you see it as a series?
I do. So it's actually already a 2-book series at this moment.
Oh, it is. Okay. Is it out? Yeah. I apologize, Hannah. Is it out already or not yet? When is it coming out?
No. The first book comes out May 7th.
Okay.
And then I'm already working on the second book, but kind of, as I said, like, the girls are different parts of me, and I'll continue the series with the second book, kind of going into one of the other characters that I hope that you get really invested in this mm-hmm. book and want to know more of what happened.
Do you have people approaching you to make it into a movie or a
That's
series
what I was
already?
Thinking. It could be a very fun rom-com.
Yeah, because I'm assuming because you're a big name in the country, like in America.
That's the goal.
Okay.
And that was the thought behind writing the book just in general. Like, a lot of times, you know, we've took a lot of time, and I had a great team with me to really think about how could this translate? What type of high stakes, the speed of which the book goes, like, how can we translate that hopefully for a bigger screen?
Yeah.
Have you heard of, and I don't mean to do a plug to this streamer. Have you heard of Passion Flicks?
No.
So Passion Flicks is Tosca Musk, Elon Musk's his sister. She's a director producer, and she's been at it for a long time. And she opened her own streamer called Passion Flicks, and all they do is romance novels. The entire every single movie it's about. She basically acquires IP like that exists, but it's all romance novels, and the female demo, I guess, is humongous. And I'm telling you this because it's so interesting. I just did a movie for her called Wallbanger that is a series of 3. And they have a big screening in Puerto Rico in a couple of weeks because they do the Passion Flicks convention, and women from all over the world travel to whatever the convention is. I had no idea about this world. I had no idea about Passion Flicks, and I just got offered to do this movie, and it was very cute, and I thought it was such a smart thing. I'm going to have a streaming app that is just for basically for women about romance novels, and the movies are really well done and very cute.
But would you define your book more as a romance novel or rom-com?
I would love to see it more as a traditional rom-com because that's what I love the most.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, I would definitely say it's more of a rom-com.
Yeah.
It's light, it's fun. I want people to be like laughing along and feel like this is just something they can gobble up while they're on like their summer vacation.
I think you're going to have options. Based on this premise, I think you're going to have options. I really hope that you get to take this to the big screen. That'd be really fun.
Yeah.
And good luck with your second book.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I would love to, you know, I have been on TV before and obviously seen like that side of the other side of production. And I would love to be able to dabble in that. And it'd be really cool to be able to do that with my own content. So that's the goal. But I know that's the goal for a lot of people. But, you know, I'm really just excited for people to like get to fall in love with this world and get lost in the story. And I think it'll be, like I said, like a really great summer read. I'm just super proud of it and really pumped for people who like love this genre to be, I hope, like surprised by just how much they love it.
They will. They will love it.
We're rooting for you. I hope the book does amazing. May 7th is when it's out. Again, Mistakes We Never Made.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Hannah. You're lovely.
Thank you. I really appreciate y'all having me on.
Of course. Thank you for being here. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Nice meeting you.
Bye.
She's great. This is going to be such a cool book. You love this read.
I know.
It's going to be a lot
of
fun.
I'll devour this very fast.
I think you would. She's jamming. I love that she's done so much since The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, both, mm-hmm. obviously. Other fun, reality shows, but now diving in for a second book in the writing world. This is great.
Yeah.
She's a
success story for sure.
100%. Well, I'm so glad we had her on. Yep. Hannah Brown, thank you. And till next time. Love you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.